Christmas with the kids. Where were you when the first one came, and how was that first Christmas together? Both of you can just jump in.
Well, the first baby was born January the 4th, today, in fact. And that baby was born on January the 4th. We had a big party, like about New Year's Day. I remember that.
Right.
And then when I went to the hospital, I had a cesarean and all this bit, and I'm screaming at him because he's getting ready to go on a plane to go to what, the All-Star, All-Pro,
Pro Bowl game out in California.
Pro Bowl game. Well, so I was here all by myself.
Yeah, well, that's tough. She was here all by herself. She had a mother, a father, you know. I was secondary to, well, anyhow, I worked for Shanley Distilling Company for 10 years while I played with the Colts. I had a real good job. And I was supposed to go to Washington to a big meeting. And I come home. I went to a dinner, and then I come home, and Dottie says, I think I have to go to the hospital.
He's gone, you know, my
whatever. So I said, all right. So I take it to the hospital, and now I got to change. Instead of flying from Washington, I had to come back and fly from Baltimore. And she had the baby, and I went over to Greenmount Ave, and I went into a bar named Mr. Cousins. We all used to hang out in there after practice, have a couple of beers. And he got so excited, he bought everybody beer in a bar, and this is like 7 o'clock in the morning. And we look across the street, and there was a Chinese restaurant. And one of the guys says, look, the Chinaman's getting a new vault. And these guys are pushing the vault out up into the van. They were stealing it. We're watching them steal the vault.
All the while, you're having a child.
Yes.
I left.
And I wouldn't come home from the hospital. You could stay in longer then. So, and I was in for 12 days, and I said, I'm not going home until he's here to help me go home with this baby. That was in January. And in December, December 18th, we had our second child, 11 months apart. And if you want to believe what that Christmas was like, trying to have two babies, we had two babies running around and trying to, and of course Art was naturally in the middle of his career, and he would practice on Christmas Day, you know, so it was tough, you know, but it was the usual, the kids coming down and taking pictures and singing Merry Christmas and buying them more things than what you should ever be buying them. But I had two babies before I knew what hit me.
Hey! I'm the guy that hit her, I hope.
Yeah.
Well, as the years went on, who did the decorating? Who put the tree up?
Art doesn't do anything domestic, nothing. If he ran out of underwear, he would go buy more. He wouldn't even know how to use the washing machine. I don't know whether you can put this on your program or not. But in other words, Art is not domestic in any way. But I always felt like as long as he made a good dollar, we always hired somebody. He's never cut a lawn. He's never, like I said, never used the washing machine, never cooked a. So who do you think put up the Christmas decorations? You know. But, of course, being of German descent, Christmas was big, a lot of decorating, which I don't think the Irish went in for as much decorating, did they?
No, like the house here is full of pictures of everybody. Who else? Von Hindenburg and every big German big shot. I thought the Irish didn't do that. We didn't have any pictures in the house. All we had Christmas. We had Christmas dinner. You know, getting back to eating. I got to tell you a story. That when I was single, I used to go up in the off season every maybe 3 weeks to visit my father and mother and my sister and the guys in my neighborhood that I grew up with. And on the way back one day, I said to my mother, hey, Mom, I think I'll drive down the West Side Drive and see all those ships in the harbor and everything. So I got far, and then I was going to go through the Holland Tunnel on Canal Street, New York. So as I take a left, I see this fancy-looking hot dog stand. Instead of just being a wagon, it was a big fancy thing on back of a truck. I said, well, I think I'll stop and have a couple of hot dogs. So I got out, and I said to the guy, give me two hot dogs on one roll. So I said, well, you know, keep them coming. So after about After about maybe 45 minutes, I says, how much do I owe you? He says, $25. I said, come on. He says, yeah, you're the champion up here. And anyhow, I said, well, I'm still a little hungry, but I got to save money to get back on the turnpike. So it was about 6 months later, I did the same thing. And the guy looked at me. He didn't know who the hell I was or anything. He says, where the hell have you been? You're the best customer I ever had. And that was it.
Well, not to deviate, but that brings us to a Cumberland story with the Coney Island hot dog store in Cumberland. Do you remember that?
Oh, sure. I went up there one time working with the salesman, and I stayed in the Fort Cumberland Hotel right across from the Coney Island hot dog stand, restaurant. So I went in there one night. I had nothing else to do. And I don't know. I ate maybe 25, And I left, and I made friends with the Greek man that owned it. And the next year, Ray Krause, who played with us on a championship team from Maryland, he went up there to a basketball tournament. And then he went and he saw the Coney Island store, and he went and he ate about 15. And the guy come out and says, hey, you didn't eat as much as you did last year. He thought Krause was Donovan.
Well, you hold the record up there. Oh, they revere you. They said that you ate 18 hot dogs doubled, which is 36 hot dogs on 18 rolls.
Well, hold the roll. They're fattening.
All right, back to Christmas now. How many children total, and where do the grandchildren come in, and what kind of...
finished with the children. All right. We had five. And then a couple years later, we called them Irish twins because they were both born in the same year. If you have, you could be Jewish, and if you have a child born in the same year, they're called Irish twins. So we had our Irish twins, which was the January and December. And then a couple years later was our, you know, follow me? You know, one time they came around taking a census, and you had to take the census, and they take the children's name, the birth dates, and all that kind of stuff. So I told them one, and they said it was 1957, and then the other one, 1957. She said, lady, you made a mistake. I said, you're telling me I made a mistake. And then a couple years later, our son, Arthur the third, came into our world. And a nice big tall boy, 6 foot something, et cetera, et cetera. And then the next child was Mary. Mary was born a couple years, Mary Patricia. And then...
On March 17th.
And she was born. Mary Patricia was born on March 17th. And he was mad because he said, no, I can't go out to all the bars. Then, in other words, he was mad because the child was born on March 17th.
You messed up my whole 17th. I was in church and it went and got me out of St. Patrick's to say, hey, you got to go up to Union Memorial. Your wife just had a baby. So there I go. Jim must have drove me up to the hospital.
And so then when I was 44 years old, I had my last baby at 44. And this is Kelly Donovan, who is now a lawyer. But like I said, I was 44 years old, and we were just tickled pink. We just thought that was the greatest thing in the world to be, you know. So I said to the obstetrician, I said, oh, I'm so afraid. You know, Artie's like 30-some years old. And no, Artie had to be 50-some. He was 50-some years old. He said, don't worry about the guy. He said, if he's 18 years old, everything is just as good as if he would be 55. So that was it. So we had the five children and raised them here with us. With the swimming and the tennis and helping out at the business. And then the grandchildren, so then a couple of them got married. Then we had Christopher Smith, who is now going to vet school to become a veterinarian. And then the next child would be Katie. Katie, she is in Roland Park Country. Next child from her would be
Kelly Donovan.
Kelly Donovan O'Hearn. She's in Roland Park Country. And the next one would be Molly, who is in Roland Park Country. And she's studying Mandarin Chinese.
Can you imagine that?
At 10 years old.
Being from the Bronx and she's speaking Chinese.
Mandarin Chinese is studied. There are a whole bunch of the Roland Park there. And then we also have our Kelly has two children. And the oldest one of them is 4 years old. No, 5 years old. She's at Roland Park Country. And then we have little Maggie. And Maggie's down here at Hunt School. So